Petersburg's 4th of July is not too far off, about a week and a half away from now, and I am joined in the studio today by Mara Lutomsky, the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce Director, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up, what to look for, and things to keep in mind for Petersburg's 4th of July festivities. We'll be hearing from her and a couple other of the organizers over the next week or so here at KFSK during Midday Magazine. Welcome, Mara. And what should we be keeping in mind for Petersburg's 4th of July festivities coming up?
Thanks, Joe. So we are still in the kind of getting ready stage. We do have the schedule set. So festivity activities will be happening Saturday, July 2nd, Sunday, July 3rd, and Monday, July 4th. So you can mark those dates down on your calendar to be free, so that you can attend all of the wonderful events that will be coming up. And of course, we will be having booths on up and down the downtown streets, July 3rd and July 4th. So big thanks to Marilyn. She's been, Marilyn at the Visitor Center, who has been kind of heading that up and taking those booth registrations. We're about halfway full. So if somebody out there is thinking about putting a something together for a booth, whether it's informational or whether it's a fundraiser or whether it's a food booth, please come and see her so that you can mark your spot down.
Okay, I know you have to apply for those in person. And so the street will be blocked off 3rd and 4th for those during the day.
Yep.
Sunday and Monday, I think it is.
So a little later in the day on Sunday, of course, so that people can go to church if they wish. And then the festivities will start happening right about noontime and then go into the early evening.
Okay. A whole bunch of people are helping out with the organizing this year, it sounds like, and there are going to be different events, people taking on different tasks, so it's going to look a little different than it has in the past, right?
Yeah. So our committee kind of expanded. I know that in the recent years, it's been kind of Parks and Rec's thing, and now it's become a little bit more community-ish. We have a couple of new sponsors that have taken on events. The Lighthouse Church, Nathan Lopez at the Lighthouse Church, they are going to be kind of running all of the Sunday events on July 3rd. And so there will be a lot of new ones that people will want to look for and plan into their schedule that they haven't seen in the past.
And hopefully we'll be hearing more from Nathan here a little bit later this week about some of those. And then Parks and Rec is involved as well, though, in some of the organizing, and Chamber of Commerce as well, right?
Oh, yes. Yep. Heidi at Parks and Rec is definitely still full steam ahead with her crew. And we kind of take on a little bit different roles. You know, she has a very active role during the actual festivities, running each of the events. And the Chamber of Commerce is kind of a little bit more behind the scenes, putting the people in place, finding the donations in order to run the events with prizes, especially the fireworks. We're currently right now finding sponsors and donors for that fireworks show. It is set to be July 4th at 11 p.m. at the ball fields this year. And thank you to the Dave Berg and the fire department for graciously putting on that show for us. But we do need to collect funds in order to put that show on.
And one of the ways you do that is through raffles, right?
Well, our raffles don't necessarily go directly to our fireworks fund, but our raffles do fund some of the other activities. So, you know, the parade, those are cash prizes, and the street games, those are cash prizes. So this year we are adding in a $100 cash raffle. After the Mayfest cash raffle, we heard that a lot of people didn't get their chance to enter and win big in that raffle. So we are offering it again, and we will be giving away, it's a 50-50 raffle basically. So we will be giving away $5,000 in prizes all day on July 4th. So we'll be drawing five $100 prizes, five $200 prizes, five $300 prizes, a $500 prize, and then of course the big one, $1,500. And you can win multiple times.
So tickets are on sale for that already?
Tickets are on sale for that at Lee's, Rexall, the Visitor Center, and a few chamber board members.
Okay, and are those are on sale right up to the day of? Or
we will sell until the final drawing.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. What else should people know about the fun coming up?
There are lots of ways that you can still be involved. The Chamber, of course, is looking for volunteers to man the booth. It's one of the most active booths during the 4th of July festivities because we are selling those $2 raffle tickets for the Alaska Airlines tickets and the cash, so you can take a big vacation. So we'll be selling those, and we need volunteers in order, you know, down there selling them and being right in the middle of the action.
So people should call you if they can help out?
Yep. They can call 772-3646 and leave a message, or you can email me as well.